Hi everyone, thank you for joining us again today for another devotional. We trust you can hear us okay. There's a weir behind us. It's making quite a bit of noise, so I can hardly hear myself, but hopefully the little microphone here will pick up my voice and that you'll be able to hear what we're saying. This is the back of Barber Threads, the largest linen thread manufacturer in the world. Closed in 2006. The business was shipped out to places like Hungary and places like that. So sadly, this beautiful factory closed about 14 years ago, and yet was in operation for almost 200 years and employed thousands and thousands of people over the generations in the Lisburn and Greater Belfast area. Linen figures heavily in Scripture. We've been thinking about the high priest's garments, the linen coat, the linen girdle, the linen ephod, and then another very prominent part of the high priest's garment was the breastplate. And we read about the breastplate that the high priest wore in Exodus 28 and verse number 15. Thou shalt make the breastplate of judgment with cunning work. After the work of the ephod shalt thou make it, of gold, of blue, of purple, of scarlet, and that's a scarlet linen thread, and the fine twined linen shalt thou make it. Four squares shall it be, being double, the span shall be the length thereof, and the span the breadth thereof. And thou shalt set in its settings of stones, four rows of stones, and then the lists given regarding the stones. This breastplate was carried and borne upon the shoulders of the high priest, and it was worn upon his chest. And on the breastplate, as we have said, made in part of linen, you had these 12 stones. And on each of those stones were written the names of the tribes of Israel, one stone for each tribe. And that breastplate gives us a lovely picture of how the Lord Jesus Christ lifts us, bears us upon his shoulders, and carries us close to his heart. Luke's Gospel chapter 15, the Lord Jesus told three parables. One was about a lost sheep, one was about lost silver, and then another was about a lost son or two lost sons. And in the first parable, the parable of the lost sheep, there were 99 that were in the fold and one had gone astray. That pictures the sinner straying far from God. And the good shepherd, who laid down his life for the sheep, goes after that lost sheep, searches for it until he finds it. And then whenever he found that lost sheep, he lifted it and he laid it upon his shoulders, rejoicing, and brings it back to the fold. And that's exactly what Jesus Christ does in the life of a sinner. He lifts us. He carries us upon his shoulders until at last he brings us home. And not only was the breastplate borne upon the shoulders of the high priest, but it was also borne upon the heart of the high priest. The 12 stones representing the 12 tribes of Israel, all the people of God, born upon the heart of the high priest. And Jesus Christ our Lord not only bears us upon his shoulders, but he carries us close to his heart. Just like John, the beloved disciple, leaned upon the breast of the Lord Jesus Christ, so the Lord bears the names of all of his people close to his heart. Our names are graven in his hands. Our names are printed on his heart. And as our great Saviour, our great Redeemer, our great High Priest, so the Lord lifts us, bears our burdens, carries us through the trials and burdens of life, bears our names close to his heart as he ever lives to pray and intercede for us at the throne of heavenly grace. Be encouraged, Christian. Jesus loves you, he carries you, he bears you close to his heart, and he even prays for you as well.